Hi there, you're listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with me, Kieran, Kyle and Maddie D here on FM 103.3 Goulburn Community Radio 2GCR with what appears to be the slogan, The Voice of Goulburn. There's a little sign right in front of my face saying, please say this slogan from now on. The Voice of Goulburn. So, not only are we Guess Who's Coming to Dinner on FM 103.3 2GCR, Goulburn Community Radio, we are also The Voice of Goulburn. If that isn't exhausting to say, I don't know what is. But, well, yes, it's that time again. It is currently, well, 7 o'clock. And this is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Have I said it enough?
I think they got the message.
I think they get the point. For those who haven't heard the show before, and if you haven't heard the show before, then you can find us on Facebook and talk to us while we're doing the show. If you do a search for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, 103.3 FM, we should come up, hopefully. At the moment, we have 69 fans.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't hear Maddie D.
I can't hear myself.
There you go, Maddie D.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I can't.
Good. Champion effort.
I was worried there for a second.
All the meetings take place on air. It's great.
Yes.
I'm Kieran, the blonde-haired wonder from Goulburn, with the physique of a, well, what can I say, a beanpole. And there's Kyle. And
howdy, howdy.
And I don't know what Kyle's looking for.
What are you looking for? A daddy boyfriend.
That's right. And Matty D.
Hey.
Mr. Matty D, also known as Matty Delicious, who likes to use his noodle.
Just using my noodle. I'll use this noodle so that you can use my other noodle.
That's right.
That's what I do. I use my noodle.
Well, not often enough, as it would seem. But anyway, what is this show about? What is this nonsense you're hearing? Well, I suppose the three of us just sit around and we have a few chats. And somehow people like to listen to these chats.
At least 69 people do.
How graphic some of these chats are. Then there's a tendency to maybe give these guys the benefit of the doubt.
That's right.
Maybe it was his first time. Maybe he was just curious. But when you read the transcripts top to bottom, you know what the intent was. You know what these guys would be doing had there been a teenager home alone.
We'd be entertaining them on the radio.
Absolutely.
And he mentioned transcripts. A transcript of the show, or rather a podcast of the show, can be found on the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook page. That's right. The Guess Who's Coming to Dinner podcast is known as After Dinner. I don't know if it's on iTunes yet. I suppose I should probably check.
Just another thing we'll get around to doing. New show, amazing. You know, still finding our feet.
Yep. Laura Brannigan there with Gloria, and those two songs that I just played, What a Feeling by Irene Cara and obviously Laura Brannigan with Gloria, have something in common. They were both in a movie that was actually on last night on Showtime.
What movie?
Flashdance.
Oh, really?
Still haven't seen it.
I should have recorded it for you. It might actually still be on your hard drive, my hard drive. You can watch it sometime, I guess, if that's what you're into.
We have too many movies to watch.
Yeah, that's true. Flashdance is a lot of fun, though. Very 80s. Lots of dancing. A little bit of nudity.
Is that the one with Demi Moore?
No.
No, what am I thinking?
That's Striptease.
No. It's
Goy.
It's nearly not going down that road.
Who's in Flashdance?
I can't remember her name exactly. No, I can't think of her name.
A girl with big hair.
Yeah, and
well,
she's really
sweaty.
Well,
it was
really
the
sweaty.
80s.
Yeah. Well,
she gets really sweaty in the film clip. But speaking of film clips, the film clip for Gloria that we just heard is one of the most boring things I've ever seen. It's just Laura Brannigan on what looks like a catwalk, on the end of a catwalk with a, it's just like an empty room, and that she's just there dancing, sort of swaying her hips from side to side and having a little bit of a sing-along, and that's all it is. Completely boring. Can you believe that? She's just relying entirely on the music for the magic.
Lazy.
Lazy cow.
Lazy.
Can you believe that? You're listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Sure are.
On The Voice of Goulburn, 2GCR. So
and don't you forget it.
What was it? You were going to quit smoking, you just said.
Yes.
Again, I'm going to try. It's on my to-do list.
It's on your to-do list. No. It's happening now, correct?
Well, after the last one. Gooey. So we'll see how this goes in the coming weeks.
Oh, that's funny. You said you're going to quit smoking as you're smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Is that like a New Year's resolution or?
No, I said after this weekend, I said I was going to try and quit, and so.
So far, it's
I still have one left. But,
Oh, you're going to finish your packet.
I'll report back come next Monday's show, see how I'm going.
Well, now that you've told everyone about it...
I'm obliged.
And we're the voice of Goulburn. And the voice of Goulburn doesn't lie.
No, absolutely definitely not.
You now have a commitment to stop smoking.
I'll use that as my motivation.
That's your challenge. Speaking of challenges, we have some.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. When I say some, we have two from the same person.
Ooh, what are they?
I'm sure you've seen them, Carl, but I think one of them was a no-clothes party. Take a photo of a no-clothes party.
Does that mean
we just have to get out of our clothes?
I think that just means we have to be naked and then take photos of it.
Okay. Well, no, she didn't say, oh, hey, I'm back. Hey, she didn't say whose clothes party it was.
Was it explicitly stated that it had to be us?
It says, shall I read it specifically? Challenge, make the best no clothes outfit, post the photos online, and the listeners get to vote for the winner.
Mm.
But that just means we could wear something that's not clothes.
Mm. So is that sort of in the same vein as like
wearing
hat or something?
Wearing anything but clothes.
Oh, yeah. See, I could wear a garbage bag.
Example, plastic bags, pillowcases, well-placed balloons, newspaper, etc. Yes.
By the way, anyone posting a challenge, we will try to find loopholes to everything.
Yeah, of course. Kyle actually said he liked Maddie D's idea of dressing up as a hipster.
You know how we
the first person to wear normal clothes.
We all have a massive disdain for hipsters on the show.
We had a hipster safari on the Midnight Express a couple of months ago.
Well, Carl and I basically thought it would be a funny idea to dress up as hipsters, and the person who could go the longest, and that's a fair deal for me and Carl.
Yeah.
I guess Kieran could do it as well.
Yeah. Like, really full-on, like, stereotypical.
I'll just have to dive into my brother's wardrobe. Sorry.
I just can't wait for all the people that'll come up to us and say, oh, I just love what you're wearing now. You look so cool. I hated what you were wearing before.
Oh my god! Can you imagine that if we suddenly
mainstream?
We just suddenly like make all these brand new friends.
Yeah,
when we're hipsters,
we'll get into the
all these girls who want to date us. Like, just suddenly better looking now.
Speak for yourself.
What if we actually become hipsters what if we lose ourselves? What if we
start
ourselves?
Listening to Small Faces?
Be like, guess who's coming to dinner?
The Wombats.
We do everything.
I swear there is a band called the Wombats.
There is.
There probably is.
Because someone gave me a whole album of the Wombats.
Well,
I've never listened to it.
Now that we've advertised them on the radio, they're no longer us.
Now they're mainstream. Yeah, because this show is so mainstream. 69 people like this show, so I guess it's semi-non-mainstream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you say?
I guess.
It's just enough mainstream not to be hipster, and it's just, you know, we're making everyone happy.
Speaking of mainstream, now it's time for news. Yes, it's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner News, or as we like to call it, Wacky News.
Wacky news.
Oh, God.
What has happened to us?
We've become one of those shows.
This was the one thing we didn't want to become.
We're those guys now.
We are those guys.
Everyone's probably like, oh, it's 7 o'clock. Turn off all radios.
Yeah, we might hear the terrible jokes and sound effects. What we need is one of those timpani drums.
Wah, wah.
Don't mind me. I'm just feeling.
Have you actually found any news?
I have.
Interesting news.
Ooh, that one's a bit heavy.
That's it. We've crossed the line.
Oh, God.
We've become
Should
everything
we address the
hated.
Big issue? Should we address the big issue?
Let's do that.
Death of Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il, yep. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's so Ronery in heaven. I would play I'm So Ronery, but unfortunately it starts off with...
A little bit of swearing?
Yeah, absolutely.
In Team America? No, not in that movie. Yeah. In fact, not in any movie by Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Well, it can't be played, let me just tell you that.
Do we actually know what he died of, or was it just like...
He had everything. He had a stroke, he had diabetes, he had...
I would say karma.
He drank every day.
He was still kicking it up with his cognac and cigars.
Absolutely.
And his... massive height issues. I love that about him so much. It was so
he hired so bodyguards that was smaller than him.
He was so self-conscious about his height. He wore platform shoes and he pushed his hair up.
Yeah, he had a massive bouffant.
Mm-hmm.
And he hired bodyguards that were smaller than him. So when he stood next to them, he'd look, you know, taller. Mm. Silly man.
What a funny man.
He would have had a tiny coffin.
No, no, he would have had a massive coffin. He would have had like, I don't know, something that you store planks of wood in. As
hired the bodyguards to sit in the coffin to make him look taller.
Or no, he killed. They shot the two bodyguards and put like them in like much smaller coffins than him and buried him next to him with much smaller gravestones. Yeah.
Well, you know.
I don't even know if he's being buried.
I don't know. I only found out about it today.
Every passing of a human life is sad, but you know, I can't help feel a little bit happy for the world.
That Kim Jong Il's passing.
Yeah. Now that somebody like that has died.
Well, two dictators in 1 year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And
one terrorist.
Colonel Gaddafi. Yeah, one terrorist as well. Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. Colonel Gaddafi.
Kim Jong Il.
Kim Jong Il. It's like Team America is like becoming the real world. Except I don't remember how Kim Jong Il died in Team America.
He didn't. He turned out to be a cockroach. He flied away in a spaceship.
Oh, maybe that's what happened in real life.
That's right. But everyone was so sad that he died. I mean, wasn't he like a really terrible dictator?
That's what I thought. Like, he kept his entire country in basic poverty.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just lived in an enormous palace.
It was disgusting, yeah. He was a disgusting man.
I remembered a couple of years ago, back when they held elections in North Korea, which is funny in itself. He won.
Actually, North Korea was fairly democratic for a while.
Apparently.
Well, more democratic than the South was.
What?
Wait a sec, am I getting confused?
North is...
No, North
are was. Are we talking South? Politics?
We are. on, Kyle.
I'm right. So, wacky news,
Kim. Wacky news. Chinese fugitive evades arrest for more than 13 years, appears in more than 30 TV shows. A man who has appeared in more than 30 TV shows has been arrested over the assault of a police officer 13 years ago. Would you like to hear more about that story?
Let's hear it.
Please.
Mr. Unpronounceable was seized by police during filming of a new series, Shaolin Tigers. He was accused of assaulting a police officer and taking his gun in a 1998 street robbery in Unpronounceable. Mr. Si Guang reportedly told police that he had been too frightened to watch his own performances because he was afraid he'd be recognized. What, by himself?
Yeah.
That's me! Oh my god! The 39-year-old has been acting under the screen name Unpronounceable. Do you want me to try it? I'll try it.
Go on.
Pronounce it.
Zhang Gofeng. And appears to have been arrested after a tip-off from an informant rather than police scrutiny of primetime TV.
I was just assuming that the cop that he assaulted was just flicking through TV channels and then said, "Oh, hold on!
Isn't that...
It's that guy!
Isn't that the guy?"
Yeah, maybe.
And his wife's just like, "Calm down, it's not him."
Another fugitive, music
teacher...
You think
everyone on primetime television is him.
Yeah. ...was arrested earlier this year over a 1999 murder after a viewer alerted police to his appearance on a dating show. Speaking of, do you know what I saw last week?
What?
I didn't bring it up on the show because I forgot about it. But I found this video of a mass murderer in the...
I think I've seen that.
...in the 70s.
And it was on crack.
Cracked. And he was on the dating game, this mass murderer. In the middle of his murder spree, took a break from murdering people to go on a dating show.
Maybe
and he gave the creepiest answers.
Maybe all he wanted was love.
Maybe.
And murder.
What about the other big news, Kieran, about Molly?
About what?
Oh, Molly Meldrum.
Poor Molly.
Well, he's all right now. Like,
is he all right?
He fell off a ladder while hanging Christmas decorations.
How sad is that?
It is sad. He was in a car.
I like to imagine he was wearing the hat too.
Yeah. I just imagine he never takes the hat off.
Yeah.
He just showers with that.
What was the... They said they were waiting for his condition to stabilise a couple of days ago because they were waiting for his brain to stop swelling.
Well...
One tip, take off the hat.
See the hat.
It's cutting off circulation to his brain.
It's very tasteful.
No, can you imagine, like, if they took off his hat, people would just walk into the room and be like, "Who's that guy?"
Yeah,
who's they wouldn't recognize. They wouldn't recognize.
It's like the hat would unscrew from his head, like the top of a whiskey bottle or something.
It's like a Clark Kent.
He's like Dr. Giroux. It's just like his brain's underneath there. They just take the hat off. It's like uncasing a shaken up beer.
Like, oh no! Put the hat back on.
Now, would you rather hear? Look. Three Horsemen of the Ashopolics.
Oh, that's awful.
Don't Give Us Food, Just Sex.
Food and Sex.
Don't Give Us Food, Just Sex.
Okay, here we go. It's coming. Here it comes. Inmates at several prisons in Unpronounceable, Kyrgyzstan, there you go, have launched a hunger strike over new restrictions barring them from being visited by prostitutes. I didn't realize you could be visited by prostitutes in prison. I thought it was just those guys who tied up their shirts at the top and wore their little bandanas and they went in, hey, hey, cowboy. Oh.
Or like a really big guy called Mac.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Bubba. I like to picture Bubba.
Bubba. Bubba.
But Daddy, you know, I think we all know what the prisoners are looking for.
What are you looking for? A daddy boyfriend.
That's right.
Mm.
Prisoners at seven prisons have been refused to take... Prisoners at seven prisons have refused to take their meals, said Jodelbek Besmernikolo.
Sorry for anyone who is actually from Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah, whose last name Bouzoumankoulov.
I lost track after Z.
Spokesman for the country's prison sentencing agency. He said the protest was tied to new limits on prisoner visits. Prisoners had the right to visits from their families and, in quotes, other people, he said. But under the label for others, they were bringing in prostitutes. From now on, only relatives with identity cards showing their ties to the inmates can visit prisoners.
What if the relatives are prostitutes?
Hey! There's a loophole!
Always looking for the loophole.
Yeah, that's what I do.
We might as well go the three horsemen of the shopalics.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, right.
Oh, dearie dear. Oh, here we go. It's a story so bizarre, it's hard to believe that it really happened.
On
a cold winter's night, a horse walked into a bar. Wait, make that three horses. Wait.
Greeting a moose.
Make that three horses with riders, and the bartender said, why the long face? three riders who stole beer, then got into a bar fight. And just in case you're doubting the authenticity of this story, it was all conveniently captured on a mobile phone at the Old Town Pub in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. South Park, Colorado. But the havoc didn't end there. The horsemen also stormed through a supermarket and Starbucks before taking refuge at a train station where police eventually caught up with them. They proved to be a determined lot. One horseman had to be tasered in order for the police to get him to disembark. I like to imagine they were the good, the bad, and the ugly. Bing, 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 bing. By the way, the three of us are the good, the bad, and the Kieran.
The good,
the bad,
and the Kieran. That's right.
I can't believe we forgot about that. That's half an hour into the show and we haven't done it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Wow. The guy who got tasered, I like to imagine his horse got tasered along with him.
Poor horse.
It just collapses. Don't tase me, bro!
The horse got arrested as well.
And then the drunk moose strolls by and says, what's up with him?
Wow, that's just a joke waiting to happen.
Mm.
Which would you rather hear this time? Meet the woman who lives in a treehouse, or if this cop car's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
This cop car's a rockin'.
Okie dokie. We'll go with the more risque one as per usual.
That's what we do at 7 o'clock.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, please read it, Kieran.
The headline of this is, couple engaged in sex act in back of police car. Pair face serious drug charges in Texas. Just a tip, that's your cue to pull out.
Well,
you know what they say, if the paddy wagons are rockin', don't come a knockin'. Wait, that's not how it goes. A couple arrested on drugs charges shocked their arresting officer by engaging in a sex act in the backseat of his squad car.
How did he not notice? Isn't he supposed to keep tabs on people he's arrested?
Was he going in to get some donuts and then he came back and was whoa!
Of course, that must have been the reason.
I imagine him with a mustache as well and being a bit on the hefty side.
Apparently they the couple were arrested for dealing prescription drugs, and they were cuffed behind their backs and put in the back of the cruiser. And as they were being ferried to the station, the woman told the officer she was resting her head in the guy's lap because she was tired. The suspicious officer pulled over and saw that despite both parties being handcuffed behind their backs, the guy's pants were unfastened and some business was going on. I'm not going to read out the exact wording here. The officer ordered them to cease sexual contact and resumed the journey to jail. How did that come up? Why were they... You know what, honey? You know,
a perfect time.
Yeah, these sirens are doing something to me. Quick. Use your teeth to undo my zipper.
Hey,
I'm just so impressed she managed to undo his pants with her teeth.
Well, I did not.
I imagine the ride after that being really awkward and silent.
Think of what she could have done with the Lego
She had a mouthful.
7:30.
Oh, sorry.
That's how raunchy.
Wow, our raunchy hour is now 7:30. It used to be 12 o'clock, now it's 7:30. Well, kiddies are still out of bed. Actually, they're on school holidays.
Fantastic.
My mum asked me if we were doing a big Christmas show, but I guess this is the big Christmas show. Season greetings, Christmas everybody. Show.
Hope everyone's having a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good holidays.
Absolutely. Oh, dear. So I guess that was the news. That's right. Guess who's coming to dinner news?
The voice of Goulburn.
The voice of Goulburn. That's right, voices Goulburn is lewd, crude, and...
We're not that crude. Well,
generally that unfunny.
Crude. Sort of.
We'll be back! After these messages. Oh, and we'll be back with Patricia.
Oh, Patricia's coming down.
Patricia Stormare with the weather report.
Who are proud sponsors of this weather update.
Hello, this is Patricia Stormare, bringing you the weather for today. The temperature at the moment is 16.8 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow it will look like a clearing showers with a maximum of 23 degrees and a minimum of 13 degrees. I hope you've all brought your umbrellas for the day, because if you're like me, Patricia Stormare, you have been quite wet. Anyway, I'll go back to the boys of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Keep good, Goulburn.
Thanks, Patricia. And you're listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Kieran, Carl and Maddie D.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. The three of us have been here together nearly a year.
Yeah.
Well, I did the Midnight Express nearly a year ago. No, I started in March. So, not really a year after all, was it?
No, I don't know.
It's coming to that point, though.
But don't we just love Patricia? Don't we just love Patricia?
She's a great girl. Pity she can't stick around for much longer.
No. Yeah, I know.
She's pretty attractive, too.
Settle.
Oh, all right. Remember.
She's got a lovely boyfriend. You know, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And I only met him for the first time recently. But anyway, and the show you're listening to on that station is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with the Good, the Bad, and the Kieran. The good being Maddie D.
Hello.
And the bad being Kyle.
Not all bad.
No. And we watched that movie today. Well, Maddie D watched half of it.
I watched half of it.
Yeah, we watched it.
Well, yeah.
This week,
yeah, we watched it. But yeah, for the first... Well, I suppose these two watched it for the first time.
Yes.
Maddie D and Carl did, but...
It was quite good.
Yeah, I know. It's a great movie.
Never thought I'd get into a Western.
Sergio Leone does some great Westerns.
Always found them really boring.
Well, yeah.
Back when I was younger.
Yeah, but Sergio Leone does some great Westerns. You know, spaghetti Westerns, as they call them. Which Maddie D discovered today.
Yes.
Spaghetti Western means Italian Western.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
Well, I never... Yeah. Put that together either.
Yeah, it sort of makes sense when you think about it, really. It's kind of racist as well.
And the pen just I'm looking at says Best Western.
Wow. I used to... Oh, no, I won't say that. Anyway, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for Lifestyles with Kyle.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, that's right.
It's that time of the week again.
Just wait for it to kick in. Yes, if you've ever had a burning lifestyle question for Carl, now is the time when you can ask any question you like. Carl will answer in his own particularly unique way of dealing with the world. Any question that you can throw at him, you know? And most of the time, he's right.
Well, at least I think so. And that's all that matters.
Sure, most of the time you're right.
Anyway, we've got one question already from one of our listeners.
We have an actual listener
Brenton,
question.
Yeah. Brenton, who used to be on the old show sometimes. Mm-hmm. Kyle, I'm worried that my 9-to-5 grind lifestyle is having an adverse effect on my personality. How can I keep it real like you? Now, here's an issue already with this question. Mm-hmm. Kyle isn't 9-to-5. He's more like 4-to-3.
Yeah. So 9-to-5.
Or 3-to-4, really.
9-to-5 grind lifestyle.
Yeah.
What's grind lifestyle?
It's the same thing every day.
That drawling lifestyle, yes.
Nose to the grindstone, I think
it
is.
Okay. How could you keep it real? You got to mix it up a bit. Go out on the weekends. Go and meet new people. Star on a little radio show with two of your best friends.
There you go. That sounds like a good idea.
And it'll be good to see Brenton again. He's coming back into town, I do believe.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll drag him in on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this, welcome to our Christmas show, by the way. No Christmas music, no Christmas
well,
themes.
Well, there's a Christmas cat on the wall.
Oh, yes, our ever the fruitful calendar of Christmas cats is often the little white cat, really unhappy-looking white cat, by the way.
He does look
with,
a little bit unhappy.
With a little Santa hat on his head,
I
by
like
the way.
He's on a tiny little lounge that he's posing on.
Ah, little fainting couch for when he gets the little cat vapors.
The vapors.
He's getting the vapors. Anyway, I thought we'd mix up Lifestyles with Carl a bit, and I'd throw in a few would you rather questions, because then it is technically comes back to your opinion on things, doesn't it? Would you rather be the richest person on the planet or be immortal?
Oh, jeez.
Think of Carl's pleasure palace.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I would much rather be the richest and most wealthy person on the planet
than immortal. But if you're immortal, you could just like start saving money, and you could just
I guess. But what's going to happen after the world ends? You know.
True.
I'm thinking long term here. I don't want to stick around forever if everything's going to go down.
So you'd rather the money?
Absolutely. Give me the money, right, and then I'd build Carl's pleasure palace.
You could have Carl's pleasure country, an entire country.
Well, that, if I'm that rich,
that will keep me up at night thinking of you owning a country.
I'll just
think of you with any influence.
Would you rather political? This is a little. This is a little seasonal one. Would you rather a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree?
I don't know. No, give me the fake Christmas tree. You can reuse it,
and it looks great every year.
Yeah, it does.
We have a branch.
More money to
we have a branch from a pine at the moment for our Christmas tree, so it curves. Yeah. So it's like a C-shaped Christmas tree.
They drop nettles everywhere, and they smell bad eventually.
Yeah.
Would you rather be kidnapped by terrorists or abducted by aliens?
Pros,
cons?
There's not really any pros to being kidnapped, is there? But I guess it'll be cool to be abducted by aliens.
Cool. Don't you remember Cowboys and Aliens? They could...
Yeah, that...
Oh, you could get their cool wristwatch and stab an alien in
the
eye.
Oh, you don't know. The aliens you know could what? Be your friend.
I reckon I could save the world if I was abducted by aliens.
Oh, really?
I watched enough alien movies, I reckon I could do it.
Really, Carl?
What if you had your laptop and you could, like, put a virus into the mainframe of the computer, a la Independence Day?
Or maybe I'll just befriend the aliens. Maybe they can give me lots of money. Or maybe the terrorists will. I don't know. You know?
Befriend the terrorists.
God, imagine that.
This guy, Kyle... You're all right.
I keep it real, man. I'll show those terrorists how to keep it real.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You teach them, they'll come up with you with the big questions. Should I shoot infidel or make him friend? A la Crying Game.
The guy with the saxophone in the background.
They just play you your theme song. Like
you slumped
like
over
Star Wars
a chair.
Enough racism. Would you rather your daughter had no friends or was a sluzzer?
Or hung around the wrong crowd of friends.
I don't know. If she had no friends, then she'd be sticking around at home a lot, and I reckon I'd get pretty sick of her company eventually.
you two couldn't be buddies?
Depends how old she is, I guess, but I just don't like children full stop.
What if your daughter wasn't like
Plus,
you? Then, could
then
you
again,
hang
I would
her?
Be angry if she was a sluzzer as well. I'd be like, no daughter of mine's going to be getting around. I just wouldn't have a kid
full
stop.
How about two more? Two more mm-hmm. of this, and then we'll go on to one of the questions. Would you rather... murder your entire family or
sorry
be a part of the human centipede?
Sorry mum.
Reasoning?
I'm not eating someone else's crap.
It's a good point. Well, no, I won't go there. Would you rather drop a baby or drop a newborn puppy?
Baby.
You're a disgusting man, Carl.
Puppies are cute.
Aren't babies cute?
I guess.
Okay, well, there you go. That was that. And I think we have time for one of these questions.
Why not? Hit me with it.
Just tell me which one you'd prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Please help. Vampires or I Could Get Caught.
Oh, God, they all sound so thrilling. Give me the please help.
Please help. Okay. Please help. I'm scared of flying. I'm afraid of a plane crashing terrorists with gas and blades and explosives, i.e. Christmas bomber plastic explosives. I'm afraid of the TSA groping me and the body scanner seeing my bits.
Oh, my God.
Please try and help out a 14-year-old guy. I don't want to die, especially someone who has never had a girlfriend. I don't want to see my grandparents in heaven. Or past presidents and tell them how bad Bush and Obama were.
Well, if
I'm afraid of planes.
Obama's what the hell? Not dead.
What is going on with this question here?
Obama's not.
If he's so. First of all, you're not going to. No one's going to see your bits through an airplane scanner because it's purely. It's an X-ray. You're not going to see anything dangling around, and if you're so scared about people seeing your bits, then you're probably never going to wind up having a girlfriend. You know, the risk of dying in a plane crash is almost absolutely nil. More people are killed by, like, by badgers dragging them into their warrens, like that poor dwarf.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, and there's all these massive, like, huge safety precautions that the aeroplanes take. I think the kid's just overreacting. And how many times does a terrorist hijack a plane past 2001?
Yeah, the security measures are there.
Yeah,
I think it's more
we have enormous
scared of the
measures.
TSA, though.
What's the TSA?
The transit security something.
Groovy give.
People touching him.
Wow.
Then that just goes back to he's never
It's for his own him. Safety.
Yes. Exactly.
You can pick who you prefer to.
So get over it.
Grope you.
Get over it.
Get over
it's
it.
It's nothing. There's so many flying, like, safety precautions set up.
Well, did you say you can pick who gropes you, Matty D?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can pick if it's a male or a female.
If you're in prison, yes.
No,
not in prison.
No. You have that right, I'm pretty sure.
No prostitutes, though, in prison.
No.
Or on an airplane.
No TSAs
maybe
in
on
prison.
An airplane.
Mile High Club. Anyway, Lifestyles with Kyle.
Till next week, it's been fun answering your questions in my own very benevolent way.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so... sorry, I'm just reading a message here. Oh, there we go. Gherkin wants to come back on the show, but anyway.
Of course she does.
Fantastic.
Everyone.
Anyway, please send in your Lifestyles with Kyle questions to the... Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook page. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at 103.3 FM.
I might answer them a bit more belligerently next week because I won't be on the cigarettes anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, he'll be in
rough.
An extra happy mood.
Yes.
Oh, dear. By the way...
Yeah?
Speaking of worthless, here is Matty D's love tips.
Ouch, man.
Sorry, that was a joke. Yes. Ever had a burning question about your love life that you wanted answered? Why not ask the expert on romance himself, Matty Delicious? And he's here right now in the studio.
Indeed.
I can't really see him anymore because there's a screen in the way, but...
You wish you could see me, Kieran.
Yes,
you're
I
lucky.
Do. Am I being romantic? Actually, no, I'll ask this question first. I was going to ask the girl I like over to watch movies, but my TV spontaneously leapt off its perch and died.
Oi.
I'm afraid to bring her over.
What? Your TV?
Yep. I'm afraid to bring her over while I have my tiny backup TV in its place. Will she think I'm less of a man with my 36-inch fishbowl CRT, or will I need to replace it with a new, big, throbbing LCD before asking her over? And what movies do you recommend?
Oh my god, that's such a stupid question.
It's a fantastic
Settle
question.
Down.
Of course.
Settle down. It's been sent
of
in
course.
Especially for you.
Like, did this get sent in?
Yes, yeah. It did.
Oh, okay, I thought you got this from the internet.
No.
Well, technically, yes.
Hello, do we hear this? Does this person have a name?
I don't know if it's anonymous or not.
Oh, we should...
But it's on the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner page.
It was a lovely question, by the way.
Let's call him BJ.
I was joking. All right, well, okay.
Can't you believe you insulted them?
Oh, I did not. It was a joke. I know who sent it in, Kieran. Anyway, okay.
Nice cover.
Of course, the woman would care about the size of your TV and make the comparison. Not really. No, of course not. Of course not. I'm sure she'd value your company rather than the size of your TV. And what would I recommend film-wise? Oh, that's a tough one.
Well, what works for you, Manny D?
Come on, Mr. Romantic.
Find a lot of adult films work because it gets
pirates.
Pirates
too.
Pirates. Yeah, gets that suggestiveness through. So,
as you used to say, it gets them frustrated.
Gets them frustrated. Well, that's the key, isn't it? Getting them frustrated.
Oh yeah. So that's your advice?
Yeah,
that's
nothing more advice. Romantic than frustrating.
So keep the same, keep a small TV, but put on a porno.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be like cozy. Could be like a quaint thing, like, you know, so like a quirk.
Quaint porno.
Quaint porno. Yeah. There's nothing dear. I would like. I won't go there. But yeah.
Another question.
Thank you for that question.
I'm 21 and I met a girl at work and I always stare at her and follow her constable.
what? To follow her constable?
Oh, good. We're back on good grammar.
Does she like walk around with the constable?
I even followed her to her house, and I often keep an eye on to see what she's up to. One time I even waited in the cold, standing outside her window, watching her sleep. Okay. I love her. Anyway, I asked her to be my girl yesterday, and she said she didn't even know who I was. I was so insulted that she would deny me like that, and I know she likes me. So I gave her a day to calm down, and maybe she was just nervous. And then she said if I didn't stop asking, she would tell our boss. So I had to give her a few more days. I bought an engagement ring and did something really romantic. I was outside of her house, as usual, and after an hour of observing, I knocked on the window and proposed. She said no, and if I didn't leave, she'd call the cops. Why won't she admit her love to me? When will she stop playing hard to get? P.S. I've never had a girlfriend. This is my soulmate. I can tell by the way she sleeps. I even know her daily routine. She wakes up, watches WGN for an hour, relocates to the kitchen where she eats, showers, watches TV, and often texts, probably about me, and gets ready for work. I know everything about her.
You're the salmon girl, right?
God.
My advice to this young man, or old man, or elder man, is that I think you should probably book in an appointment to see a therapist.
How romantic of you.
How romantic, yeah.
Would you recommend any?
Perhaps this is not the girl for you. Perhaps okay. You should just leave her alone.
But they're soulmates.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
See by the way she sleeps.
You know, sometimes Matty Delicious needs to...
He has to make that heart stand.
Give people a reality check. It's not all about love here, okay? I'm sorry. Sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Okay. Wow.
That was the first negative response from Matty, didn't
I know. Mm. Oh, no, but I did do... No,
you got to tell him the cold, hard truth.
Well, sometimes people need it, and I think that's why they write in.
Okay, here we go. Was he suggesting that I sleep in his bed? I'm staying at my friend's house. Okay, settle. I'm staying at my friend's house for the week for a visit. I asked my friend where I could sleep, and he said that they have two guest rooms or I could sleep on his sofa bed. He added a wink after saying that. I've never been to his house before, and he doesn't live in my city. Our families both know each other and have for a long time, so I know he's trustworthy and respectful. Do you think he was suggesting that I could sleep with him if he put that wink face after saying that?
Well, you know, a wink face means so much these days, but I'm going to say no, he was probably just joking. Oh. But, hey, like, go for it. Like, try it out. Like, you know, who knows? Who knows? I would think he was just sort of like having a bit of a joke. Sort of.
Would you take it one step further?
Yes, absolutely.
Would you say come and sleep in the guest room with me?
There's a comfy sofa bed with your name. But yeah, absolutely, I'd do that.
Wow.
Come join me on the sofa bed.
There you go.
No, but I think that was just joking. I wouldn't take that to heart too seriously.
Okay, one more.
All right, shoot me.
This guy... I'd love to. this guy I've been friends with for ages. This guy and I have been friends for ages. However, a year ago he moved to another state. He used to like me, but he says he doesn't anymore. We've had our arguments, and deep down I really cared about him and tried to be a good friend. I know he was a good friend because he talked to me once and said, "Damn, you're a good friend."
Recently
he has... careful now, I've got to play the racist alarm in a second.
Okay, all right.
Recently he has stopped talking to me. I rang him. When he heard my voice, he sounded like he'd seen a ghost. He was silent for ages. Finally said he couldn't deal with it and hung up. He sent me an email saying he was ending our friendship. He says he can't keep going on with it and he can't have another year of it. I'm really hurt and shocked. What are some reasons a guy would do this? And why did he act so weird over the phone?
So he's left the country, right? He left the state. Oh man, this is a sad Maddie's love tips. Because
it is a bit, really.
It really is.
It's the rejection show.
The music is fitting.
Usually I'm all like, yeah, it's true love. But no, this is just, I think he just left and just stopped having those feelings, I think. I think he's maybe even found somebody else. I'm sorry to that person. But you know, there's still hope for these things, so don't let it get you down too much. Many fish in the sea. Yeah.
Just look how committed the last questioner was.
Yeah, well, don't get that committed, I don't think.
Wow.
I guess what you're saying is
you need
to find a level.
I think if she doesn't know you, that's bad news. That's, yeah.
Mm. But in that case, you're saying just forget about it?
Yeah, I'm saying...
But why would he do that? What do you think he's doing that for? Why did he just end the friendship?
Why he would end the friendship over the phone?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
No email.
Maybe it was just so hard for him to be friends with her, for his heart. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, he was too. He was hurt that he'd moved to another state.
Yeah, he's hurt that they couldn't be together. So he just needed to like detach any form of relationship with her.
So your advice was to the girl.
My advice was sort of just move on, but you
sort
know,
of just it, yeah.
You know, years. You know, time heals all wounds, right?
Time is a healer.
Absolutely.
Maybe not on this show, but yeah.
Maybe not, yeah.
So you're saying get over it, find someone else?
Yes.
In the nicest way possible.
In the nicest way possible.
It could happen in a few years down the track, but for now, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Matty D's love tips.
That was my love tips.
If you would like some advice from Matty D himself, just jump onto our Facebook, become a fan of the show, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, 2GCR 103.3 FM, and ask away. We've had a great one this evening, and please send in more. Many days keen.
I'm always keen.
He's always keen. He's hot and ready.
Calm down, Tiger.
Always keen. Oh, I love people sending stuff in.
It's always great. But anyway, we're about to have a go at something fairly new to our show.
I think it'll kick off.
Our weekly challenge time.
With this week's host, Kyle.
This is your challenge music, by the way.
Exciting.
That's right. Kyle is going to challenge me and Matty D to a mystery challenge, which he has decided.
Mystery trivia.
And the winner... Oh, wow.
Gets to pick the challenge next
The winner
week.
Gets to pick the challenge next and week. And their ego grows that little bit bigger.
Last week was a really close call.
Oh, last week was a really close call. It was name that tuned.
5-1.
Yeah, I played 22 songs. Kyle guessed 5 correctly and Matty D guessed 1 correctly out of a possible 22.
But that 1 was really hard.
I'll bet.
But I for one...
All right, let's begin. I'm ready.
Alrighty. I couldn't think of
it. Well, this week's theme, chosen by me, is something that all three of us are pretty big fans of, and that's going to be James Bond movies.
Ooh! I love that trivia selection, Kyle. And you did very well.
There's going to be one trivia question from each movie, all the way from Dr. No straight up to Die Another Day, with one bonus question selected by
myself. Casino Royale or...
Well, actually, I may have done Casino Royale. Yeah, Casino Royale is the last one.
What about Quantum of Solace?
Yeah, who cares about that one?
Good point.
Do we even count that as a James Bond?
Let's go. All right. First question, Dr. No. Who portrayed the Bond girl Honey Rider in this movie?
Ursula Andress.
Correct. Wonder Kieran. Nice one, there we go.
Hey, Carl, Carl, you have really beautiful eyes.
I know.
Didn't you say this last week?
From Russia with Love, what year was this movie released?
19-something. 19.
Yeah, it's close.
Is it 70?
Can
is
I say 67?
Close, but...
68.
63.
Oh. Right. The person with the closest one win? Yeah. Or is that a fault?
No, I'll just say it's a fault. All right, Goldfinger, complete this sentence. No, Mr. Bond,
I expect you to die.
One to Matt.
Yay.
All right, Thunderball, what was the villain's name?
Number 2, also known as...
5, 4, 3...
Matty D's not going to answer.
2... One.
I thought I knew the one.
Wait. I know. It's
TikTok.
Largo. Something Largo.
All right. I'll give you that one. Largo. All right. You Only Live Twice. What was the Bond girl's name?
And You Only Live Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Generic girl. Yeah.
Wasn't she Japanese?
Yep.
Oh dear. I don't know.
No.
Jeez, you suck, Karen.
There was two, though. There was two Japanese Bond girls in that movie.
That was Kissy Suzuki.
Kissy Suzuki? Yeah. Are you serious?
On Her Majesty's Secret Service, what was the name of the new Bond actor?
George Lazenby.
Correct.
Because he was from Goulburn.
Mm-hmm. Live and Let Die, what was Mr. Big's alias?
Kananga.
Yep. Another one to Kieran. All right. The Man with the Golden Gun. What was the dwarf henchman's name?
Knick-knack.
Correct, one to Matt.
Played by?
That wasn't the question, Kieran.
No. The Spy Who Loved Me. What brand of car did Bond drive in the movie?
BMW. Aston Martin?
Come on, it was the one that went underwater.
Oh, the shit-looking one.
Mm.
Yeah, that... Can we say the
bad-looking one?
The white one.
My apologies to everybody.
Yes, it was white. Come on, no one? No one can get it?
Aston Martin.
No!
BMW!
No!
A Lamborghini.
No! Lotus Esprit. Whatever that is.
Should have been.
All right, 10, Moonraker.
A bad car.
Moonraker. Who was the man with the metal teeth?
Jaws.
Oh. Another one to Matt. This is going to be a bit of a close one. For Your Eyes Only, what year was this movie released?
For Your Eyes Only. Oh, oh.
Three.
Close.
1981.
Yes. Alrighty. Octopussy. What was Gabinda's trademark weapon?
His charming personality.
Throwing knife?
It was the yo-yo.
Oh, that's right. The yo-yo with the buzzsaw on the end.
A View to a Kill. Who portrayed the film's villain?
Max Zorin.
Max Shrek.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Max Shrek or Batman.
Same actor, but Kieran got it. The Living Daylights. Who was the new Bond actor?
Oh,
Daniel Craig.
No.
Sorry,
no.
I just heard the end of that question.
Timothy Dalton.
Correct. Another one to Kieran.
I sort of blanked out at the start of that
question. To Kill. Who was attacked by a shark in this movie?
Nameless henchman.
No, it wasn't nameless henchman.
It was.
He got his leg bitten off. Yeah. He's in all of the movies. He was CIA agent.
Yes.
I'm just trying to think of his name now. Oh,
think of a cat.
Oh, Felix Leiter.
Yes,
of course.
He was in all the movies, really.
Yeah.
Is he?
I'm still back on what
all
I swore.
Right, GoldenEye. What was Judi Dench's character in the movie?
M.
Oh. Matt got it. Tomorrow Never Dies. True or false? It opened the same day as Titanic.
True.
That
was Manny D.
Who do I go?
That was Manny D. Okay.
Give the guy with the least amount of points a point.
You communist. The World Is Not Enough. What was rigged to attack Bond at the caviar factory?
Was it a submarine?
It was a giant saw blade.
Yes, Kieran.
Because it cut his Aston Martin in half.
Yeah. 19. Die Another Day. Who sang the theme song?
Madonna.
Yep, Kieran again.
Damn it.
Casino Royale. What poker hand did Bond win the tournament with?
It was a bluff, wasn't it? Was it a bluff?
I don't know.
It was a poker hand.
The dead man's hand? I'm just guessing here.
Whatever that is, it was a straight flush. And the bonus question.
Are we doing the bonus question?
Yep. Aquatini.
Oh.
What is the name of Nathan Lane's villain?
Dr. Punch.
Yes.
The nefarious Dr. Punch.
Yes. Alrighty. Kieran wins this week.
Woo! What a surprise!
With 5.
What did I win?
11 points to Matt's, Matt's 5.
I'm really starting to disdain.
And Kieran wins the challenge for next week. And that's bragging rights.
Congratulations, Kieran.
No worries. Maybe I'll go somewhere in your speciality next week.
I thought I was covering both your bases this week.
I got more right to this week than I did last week. So that's
how many did you get right last week?
One.
One. That's right. Oh, dear. You're listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and that is the sound of Kyle strutting around the studio in his stiletto heels.
Oh, yeah.
And don't you just look fabulous.
These are hard to take off, I'll tell you.
Mmm. Try the zip.
Well, you don't take them off.
I think some people would call them pumps.
Mmm.
A certain something me pumps. Yeah.
Good.
If you like. Speaking of, Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to ask for a pair of? No. Headphones.
Pumps. Headphones.
Better sense of humor.
Ha! Ha! Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to delve into the realm of vulgar.
No. Insults?
I know I'm going to get insults from you from Christmas anyway, though, Carl.
Oh, I'll have to get around to stealing Christmas eventually.
Yeah.
But anywho, I mentioned before how we got a branch from a pine tree as our Christmas tree this year.
Mm-hmm.
How are you two getting into the festive spirit?
Well, that's... you can...
You go, please.
You go, please.
We just have, like, this... little Christmas novelty things that seem to slowly appear around my house as Christmas comes up. And then at the end of Christmas, they just slowly disappear. It's never all in one big hit.
Christmas sheep? I know your mum likes sheep.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas sheep.
No, I don't actually think we have any Christmas sheep.
Huh. Do the sheeps have Santa hats on?
There's a little toy rat that has a reindeer nose on it. That's
oh, you
it.
Wear a reindeer nose around the house?
Oh,
that was bad.
I'm not little.
And it's not a toy either. What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Where is this guy? Come on.
Where is this going?
Manny D, how are you going into the festive spirit?
Well, I've had...
Have you burnt any more mice to death this year?
No. I've had the same Christmas tree since before I've been alive. Like, so...
Is it a falsie?
It's a falsie, yeah. So
falsies really are the way to go.
We've decorated the house.
Yeah, well, I'd say so.
Me and Carl went to a friend of ours' house a while ago, and we saw some really cool Christmas things. Like a life-size Santa.
Ooh, yes, I think that'd be a little scary.
It did scare us.
I didn't like it.
A life-size again, anything always...
I don't really deal well with puppets the best of times.
Yeah, everything gets a little chucky after a while, any life-size
And then
thing.
It just started dancing, and it was more disconcerting seeing the Santa dance from behind. So you'd just see it, like, standing in a doorway, just going, yeah.
Well, we thought it was a real person. when I walked Santa in, suit, I was like, going, oh, I'm sorry.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Yeah, the person whose house it was, he pulled out... the Santa Claus, and then was like, watch, and we're like, what? And started dancing, and I was like, I'm a little creeped out right now.
Let me guess, when, you know, when everyone's gone home, he or she, you didn't give the gender, but they put on the Santa outfit and walk around the house? No?
Probably not, Karen.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. That'd be a bit odd.
Yes. Oh, but they also had funny, a dancing hat.
A dancing hat, yeah, so it was like was rocketing up and down.
Thing. Flopping all around like a fish on his head.
Our friend's dad like puts
like
on
a boogie bass.
Puts on this Santa hat, our friend's
take dad. Me to the river.
And he's just like, and we're like, okay, cool, a Santa hat. And then he pushes something, and then the hat just goes back to the forward, and it just looked really funny. It's like, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Wow, and don't forget the three of us were Santa.
Yes.
We mentioned it on the last show.
We can talk about that because the kids have gone to bed, presumably.
Yeah. At 20 to 9 at night.
Yes.
During the school holidays.
Of course they've gone to bed.
Oh, of course. But
no one would. No parent would let their kid listen to our show.
If you want to hear what we said about that, you can find the podcast on the Facebook group, the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook group.
Let's just say we all had very different opinions of how fun Santa was.
Well, Carl loves kids, so.
Yeah.
I don't really know why I willingly volunteered to be near children.
Are you doing that again? Karen?
Me?
Yep.
If they're desperate.
Because
I'm quite
it.
Slim, as I mentioned at the start of the show. I have the physique of a beanpole, so whatever a beanpole
is.
You have
the physique of a Greek god, Karen.
Oh, well,
Don't under yourself.
A beanpole Greek god.
Yeah, the one who's a beanpole.
The one who gets mauled by an eagle every
Cassius
day.
Cassius Beanpoleus.
Cassius. Cassio Calculatorus.
Cassio Calculatorus.
But there was a Greek god, wasn't there, who was tied to a rock. His punishment, he was in...
That was Prometheus.
Oh, yeah?
Was that the guy who pushed up the rock down the mountain, or is that...
No, he was tied to a rock and a bird came and ate his, like, spleen or whatever.
Every single day,
and then it grew back.
Well, that...
Yeah, no, he, like, stole something off the gods. I can't remember what.
Yeah. Oh, who knows?
I only know most of my Greek mythology from playing video games like God of War.
Do you remember Age of Empires when they sold that the Nutrigrain?
Never played
Nutrigrain
it.
Back.
Oh, they gave the first one away free, wasn't
the
it?
The best.
Or was it the second one?
The best.
No, it was the first one.
Yeah, it was one of them, but there's the best prize in Cereal
Bowl. No, they had Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 as well.
Oh, God.
Did they really?
Those games were awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got it for free.
I guess. That makes it great.
I liked in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, like, if you fell down and hit your head, like, squares of red would come flying out in every direction.
Yeah.
You know, giving the illusion that he smashed his head in. But no, he'd get up and was fine.
Yeah.
I remember playing a Tony Hawk Underground, and it had Bam Margera in it.
Mm. I played that one.
And it was like, mind Tony Hawk Underground.
And he went to Australia. It was like, you could skate around Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
And it was really stereotypical.
Yeah. As were all the other countries, though, as well. Like, yeah, went to Italy, and there was, like, pizza shops.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, people yelling out, Mamma Mia, when you brush past them.
Oh, spaghetti.
And his fat dad, Phil, was hanging around on Bondi Beach in his underpants.
Oh, of course.
I don't know
you
why.
You could play as his fat dad, Phil.
You could?
I'm pretty sure you could, yeah.
Just skate around on a skateboard.
Of course.
We lost everybody?
Yeah, probably.
We should just do a whole break. Peel? We should just do a whole break just in, like, regular radio voices. How weird would that be? Me and Carl actually tried to do that once.
So
it was a pain.
What do you mean by regular radio voice? Do you mean, like, the high pitch, like...
Like when... Hello, boys! How you going? No, not like...
I've never heard a radio show that...
You said high pitch.
Yeah, you're the one that brought it up.
No. You know how I come back from the song, like, you're listening to FM
103.3. Yeah.
To GCR, the voice of Goldman, you up and down, inflections everywhere. That'd be great. Just do it. You know, if you listen to the show that's on after this one, they'll give you some idea of an attempt at inflection. But please listen to that. Or, you know, if you don't want to, have to. But
we could. Whatever.
You know, whatever you want to do.
It's going to sound baffling on a podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your pals.
Us. Yeah,
the dinner guests.
The dinner party guests here on FM 103.3, the voice of Goulburn.
The voice of Goulburn.
The voice of Goulburn.
This is the voice of Goulburn.
Sounded like John Laws.
Sound like Big Brother.
Hello. This. Do you have reds under your beds?
does that mean you have commies in your pajamas? Wouldn't that be great? Imagine if we did a John Laws style show.
That'd be so cool.
Where we just talked. Could everyone give that a go?
The Golden Tonsils.
The John Golden Laws. Tonsils. What was it?
Good morning.
What was the phone number? 13 13 32 is the number you need to call. Give me a call. Tell me what's on your mind. Was that Lube Mobile's number?
Oh, God. That actually was.
No.
I always think of that kid with the mullet.
13, 13, 32.
32.
30, no, 32.
32.
30,
I'm glad I don't 30, know what you're talking
32.
About.
Oh, you know, we're just ranting about old ads.
Yeah.
From the he had a little flannelette shirt on, a mullet. He was crossing his arms, scowling at the camera, going, 13, 13, 32.
This kid was like
seven. Actually 13, 30, 32. Sorry, we probably shouldn't be advertising products that we're not sponsored by on the show.
Yeah. Mm. Gooey.
Always professional. Yes. Always professional.
Whenever
always
in this show. With us, he'll just turn what's off our mics.
What's this? Is this? Could this be an announcement?
An announcement?
No
announcement.
Oh, okay, here we go. Basic firefighting course. If you would like to take part in an accredited rural fire service basic firefighting course scheduled for the 26th of May 2012 at Windillima Fire Shed, register now by contacting Ashley Armstrong on 4844-5387. 4844-5387. Contact now if you want to kill some fire.
Take down those fires.
That's right. We are the voice of Goulburn, supporting the community in every way.
Oh, yeah.
Who else but gives you so much and ask for so little in return, except for a few hours of your time, you know, confined to
and your participation sitting next on to Facebook.
Yeah, you know, it's odd to think that the people sitting there poised on Facebook while listening to the show, that's in an ideal world, that was what happens.
Yep.
That's what's in my head.
Yeah, if only we stream online. Things. One day I would love to stream online.
We tried once.
We did try, but that was video, but yeah. I mean audio streaming online.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Oh, yes, indeed. One day. One day. If I
it's
can,
on the to-do
if
list.
I can work out how to make a podcast, I can work out how to stream online.
Mm.
It'll be a champion. Wireless internet. Anyway, why are we talking about this?
I don't know. Don't get sucked into technology so late into the show.
Yeah, anyway, it's been lovely. Don't forget, if you want to send in Carl a lifestyle question, please do so on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or Maddie D, a romance question. Please, or if you just want to challenge us. We should probably address those challenges in the last 2 minutes of the show. Remember, we've been challenged to have a no-clothes party.
Bring it on.
All right.
I was thinking about wearing maybe one of the... Oh, no.
Do you want to do that for the next show? Do you want to do it for the next show? We just rock up with...
I don't know how comfortable I feel like walking around and walking into a building that we don't really own wearing not clothes. You see?
We might get changed.
I'm happy to dress like a hipster.
I didn't say walk down.
Should we start maybe doing that?
I'm ready to do that. I have hipster glasses at home.
I don't have anything hipster.
Oh, what's great?
Look at me not being
mainstream.
What's
great is I'm actually traveling out of town for the rest of the week, so I'll be elsewhere dressed as a hipster.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Beautiful. I'm not quite sure how I'll do it.
I expect photos to prove it.
Okay. Sure. We'll all have photos.
We'll try
and do it until the next show, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to have to dig through my stuff.
I'm going to have to go shopping.
Why do I have to?
I'm going to visit my grandparents
tomorrow. I'm
going to
be in Penrith.
What's wrong with you, Kyle?
I will be in Penrith.
You'll blend in. You know?
I'll be bashed. I don't have a mullet.
That's right. It's not like you're going to Newtown.
True. Anyway, speaking of Newtown.
Very nice.
It's time to wrap up the show. And you know what show that was? They've been listening to the last 2 hours. It was...
To dinner.
That's right, you were listening to...
Guess who's coming to dinner.
Yes, thank you for listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner here on FM 103.3. Please find the podcast after dinner I suppose it'll be on iTunes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
When you get it up there.
We'll let you know, but for now, just check the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And congrats to Braden again for winning the record.
Yeah, well,
congratulations. And if you haven't won a record, please, please play again next week.
Yeah.
And we'll have more excitement next week on the way for you.
Yes.
But for now, I just want to say goodbye.
I'll say goodbye.
And hope everyone has a good Christmas.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Have a great Christmas.
See, you guys forgot about that.
Next Saturday.
Yes.
No, Sunday. It's next Sunday.
Sunday.
And yeah, we'll catch you on Boxing Day.
Yep. See you then.
See you then.
WA, along with a well-fermented brew from the Machinations and heaps more.
Machinations. When I saw that on the playlist, Nods, I went, you legend, I love you, Noddy.
You would have been dancing already.
Yeah, I was.